Marianne Combs from NPR News joins us for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
What do you know?
I'm just happy to, I'm looking at the pages I have spread out in front of me, and it just makes me smile when
that's
I see
good.
All the stuff we got going on this weekend. Venus and Adonis. Okay, Ballet of the Dolls, Myron Johnson. He's the amazing choreographer of Ballet of the Dolls, and they have this, they're known for Nutcracker, Not So Sweet, and doing these all very witty modern ballet that's kind of, punk and... it's so irreverent and funny, and plays with all sorts of things. Anyway, he's got a new show coming up called Venus and Adonis, exploring concepts of love and romance. And this is at the Kohl's, and it's going to be, it involves a multimedia stage production, not surprised, but the music of Kate Bush, Carole King, and Tracy Chapman. I just, the idea of Myron Johnson and Kate Bush together in the same sort of venue sounds intriguing to me. Carole King? Tracy Chapman? Myron Johnson? I'm really curious to see how this works.
I'll check it out to see how it all comes together.
Exactly, but... Venus and Adonis, that's this weekend at the Kohl's, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then we have the Flaw Fest at Bryant Lake Bowl. Joseph Scrimshaw, noted local playwright and comedian, is recording a comedy album. And so he's doing four shows this weekend, and it's going to be, they're going to record the shows and put together live concert album, basically. And it's all based on his horrible human flaws, but it's a show he's been touring around the country. He's gotten lots of great reviews. Some of the flaws included a sloth-driven obsession to play bad James Bond video games, a stubborn need to fight with large animals, the idiocy to drink something called a watermelon shooter, the hubris to write a rock and roll song about a helium balloon, and much more. So it also features, I shouldn't forget this, live music that's sort of inspired by the comedy show and some of the stories in the show. So they've got folks playing. It's going to be opening performance by Bill Corbett and Kevin Murphy of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's just like there's going to be, it sounds very, 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 very fun. This comedy album is going to include the music plus the live recording. Yes.
So if you go, make sure you laugh because that can be a real pain to put in post-production.
The laughing. Well, I tell you what, Joseph Scrimshaw is a very funny fellow.
Oh, he is funny.
And, it's not going to be a problem.
It's going to be.
Right. So trust whatever these concepts sound like.
Yeah.
It's going to be really funny.
Just follow him on Twitter. Sometimes I look at his posts and I just go,
I know, yeah.
Wherever I am.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he writes, one of the highest goals of comedy is to turn the negative into something positive. That's what I hope to do with this show and comedy album about the dumb choices that haunt me. Also, I wanted to read the terrible song I wrote when I was 14 called Mr. Suckface. It's about a helium balloon and it's very sexy.
Wow.
I was going to say, a helium balloon, that could be a Decemberist song. That sounds very Colin Malloy territory, but and there it would be pretentious. In Joseph's case, it would be very, very funny, I'm sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So we got that coming up. All right. At Park Square Theater in St. Paul, we have Good People, which is about, it's really about class differences is what this comes down to. It's about Margie, this woman who's just been let go from yet another job, facing eviction. And so she is trying, she's desperate for work. And so she goes to her long lost high school boyfriend, Mike, who is now a successful doctor. And so it's this whole, the person who leaves behind their youth and moves on to find this better world for them, and the other person who's sort of stuck back in that world and the realities that they face and what happens when those two worlds collide. And they say, remember who you were.
Exactly.
And the other person is like, yeah, and I'd rather forget that. Thank you.
Right.
So, so it looks like it could be a really interesting, I've heard great reviews in particular about the performances, the lead roles. So it's pretty. Virginia Burke, I think, got pulled out for doing just a fabulous job in the role of Margie. So,
and again, it's called?
It's called Good People.
Good People.
And it's at Park Square Theater here in St. Paul.
Okay.
And the last one, this one just sort of stuck out at me. Marks in Soho. This is frustrated with what he sees and hears from our world. Karl Marx returns to Earth for 1 hour to defend the relevance of his ideas and highlight the serious social issues facing the world today. Here's the thing. This is a play written by Howard Zinn.
People's History of the United States.
Thank you. Very good job.
It's a left-wing sort of...
historian.
Yeah.
Great thinker. Really mm-hmm. noted. But I didn't know
he wrote
a play.
Right, exactly.
And she's Karl, you know, in which Karl Marx comes to life and is in Soho. Mm-hmm. So at any rate, this is at Dreamland Arts, which is this little gem of a black box theater that's in the Midway neighborhood of St. Paul. And tickets are pay what you can. I mean, it
seems appropriate for the subject matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. So that's this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Dreamland Arts, Marx in Soho. Get a little political history going there for you. All sorts of stuff going on. Class differences, Marxism.
And regrets of youth.
And Venus and Adonis.
Yeah.
So it's a nice all mix. Over the place.
Thank you, Marianne.
My pleasure.
As always, Marianne Combs, she writes the State of the Arts blog at mprnews.org and joins us on Thursday mornings for the Weekend Arts Roundup. We'll see you next time, Marianne.